DNA RNA DNA RNA DNA RNA
E A R S N A C A S
W I T H
A N D
R E
W A N D
P O L L Y
Andrew and Polly.
Previously on Ear Snacks.
My name is Anna. My name has only three letters.
A N A.
And I specialize in lettering, drawing letters, and designing words.
Has anybody ever gotten a letter in the mail?
You have?
Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. Let's see. Jenny starts with a...
I just think sitting down and writing one letter a week or one postcard a week and use a different pen or a different pencil than you use to do your homework, you'll eventually find, this is my pen and this is my paper that I use and it works for me the best.
Letters are very good for describing where you are, because when you write a letter, you're not in the same place as the person who received the letter. More than that, you're not in the same time.
That sounds a little bit like time travel, Polly.
It does kind of sound like time travel, doesn't
wow.
it?
Wow, I need to write some more letters. Okay, let's see here. I got some paper and my pens. And some stamps and envelopes, and here we go. Okay, let's see.
Hey, Andrew, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Polly. Well, you know, since this episode of Ear Snacks is all about letters, I figured I'd take my own advice and write some letters to our friends.
Oh, that's awesome. Who are you writing to?
Well, let's see. This letter here is to Alay, and this next one is to Batula.
I'm going to start writing a letter to Nora and another one to Holly.
Oh, and can we send a letter to Darby in Maryland? Oh, and Gavin and Zoe and Luke all the way in Spain?
You bet. Oh, don't forget this one. This letter is for Ace.
Wait a second, Polly. I notice on the envelope for the letter to Ace that it says you're sending it to a place called TX, and I do not think there is a place called TX.
Oh, Andrew, no. Ace lives in Texas, and if I write the letters TX on this envelope, the people who work in the post office will know that I want this letter to go to Texas.
Oh, okay. Well, what about this one? Darby's letter is going to a place called MD, and I have never been there.
Actually, you have been to MD, Andrew.
Really?
The letters MD are just a really short way of saying Maryland.
Oh.
And we were there this summer. We even saw Darby
while we
were there, but we forgot to take a picture.
Whoops. Okay, well, what about this, Polly? I see that Nora's letter is also going to TX.
Yeah.
But it's going to an RD in TX. What's that?
RD can stand for road, and we live on an ST. Can you guess what that might be short for?
Street?
Yeah, see, you can spell long words with letters, but the post office has some ways of shortening words that help us get letters where they need to go even quicker.
So you just take a couple letters from the big word and then that's its abbreviation?
Yeah, but it only works with some words.
Hmm.
For example, every state has a two-letter abbreviation called a postal code.
A postal code.
Like we live in CA.
California.
Right. And then we can use abbreviations for other parts of the address too, like street.
ST.
Avenue.
AVE.
And road.
RD.
But you couldn't write P on a letter and expect the post office to know to send it to me.
I get it. So we all have to agree on the abbreviations.
Yep, they're kind of like beeps like that. But we can use abbreviations in other places too.
Ooh, like when we're making cookies?
Oh, you bet. There are lots of abbreviations when you're baking and cooking.
Oh boy!
And there are abbreviations in science too.
I wonder if we can get anyone to tell us about some science abbreviations. Oh, I wonder who's at the door. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Nate.
Hello.
Nate lives near Chicago.
Wilmette, Illinois.
He's almost 7 years old.
6¾.
And he hosts his own podcast called The Show About Science.
The Show About Science.
And what do you like to do on the show about science, Nate?
I like to talk to, well, basically, other scientists about their scientific findings.
So we asked Nate to tell us about his favorite science letters. Ready, Nate?
I'm ready to tell you about some of the elements of the periodic table.
The periodic table.
Oh boy, oh boy. Well, take it away, Nate.
Mendelevium.
Mendelevium.
Named after Mendeleev, the person who discovered the periodic table of elements.
Mendeleev.
That was his name, but the element is called Mendelevium.
Mendelevium.
Its symbol is MD.
MD?
MD?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, what's next?
Hydrogen.
Hydrogen.
Symbol is H.
H.
Why do you think it gets to just be H, but Mendelevium is MD?
Well, here's a hypothesis. Maybe it's that way because, well, so that you can remember them easier.
Oh, yeah. Do scientists sometimes use letters to stand for longer words?
Yes.
Cool. All right, Nate, what's next?
This is a mind breaker.
I'm ready, Nate. Tell me, what is it?
I have one that starts with P.
P.
Hey, that's my letter.
And its symbol is K.
K.
What? Polly, do you know which one it is?
I think I know what it is. Is it something in banana phones?
Yeah, potassium. Potassium is K.
Potassium is K.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is lots of K in banana phones.
That's true.
Do you want me to tell you some more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gold.
Gold!
Gold? Let me think. So that's probably G-O, right?
No, that's not right, Andrew. It's one of those tricky ones, right, Nate?
Yeah. Like, let me just try and find gold.
He's going to go find it.
You're going to go find it?
Yeah, Nate's going to find some gold real quick.
What did you call it, Nate? It's a mind buster?
It's a mind exploder.
It's a mind exploder.
Mind exploder.
Andrew, this one is a real mind exploder.
It really is.
Oh, yeah, right. It's A-U.
A-U?
A-U for gold?
Yeah, like, A-U, put down that gold.
A-U, give me my gold back.
Just so you know, silver.
Silver.
Silver is A-G.
A-G.
What?
Seriously, it's A-G.
Oh, it's like, ag, I dropped that silver on my toe.
Ag.
Ag.
Okay, Nate, any last periodic table letters you want to tell us about?
Well, this is a mind breaker.
Another mind breaker.
Sodium.
Sodium.
Is N-A.
N-A.
What? Sodium doesn't even sound like N-A at all. It sounds like a S. How'd you get the N-A?
Why is it N-A, do you think?
Because they just wanted to make stuff up, those scientists.
What? Do you really think that's why they did
no,
that?
No, Nate. That's silly.
Well, I think also sometimes, you know how we're using letters to stand for...
English words?
English words. Mm. Sometimes letters might stand for words in another language. And in science especially, they might stand for words in Latin, maybe. Mm. What do you think about that, Nate?
Maybe.
Well, thanks for telling us about all those element symbol letters from the periodic table, Nate.
Now, here are three other science letters you might know.
DNA.
Have you heard of DNA?
Yes. DNA, RNA. DNA, RNA. DNA, RNA.
Wait, what's RNA? I haven't even heard of that one.
RNA is the messenger for DNA.
Oh, and what's DNA?
DNA stands for deoxyribonucleic acid.
Deoxyribonucleic acid.
DNA.
Okay, so DNA is a super tiny but super important molecule in every living thing.
It contains special instructions for how each cell should grow and reproduce.
I wonder how DNA gets its important instructions to the rest of the cell.
Pretend RNA is the postman.
Doo-doo-doo! RNA here, carrying the letters.
And pretend that DNA is the person writing the letter.
Gact, gact.
To its friend, the ribosome.
Dear ribosome, gact, gact, gact.
The postman takes that letter, RNA.
Doo-doo-doo! RNA here, carrying the letters.
And brings it to the ribosome.
Oh, thanks, RNA. I'm gonna open up this letter from my friend DNA. Huh, let's see. What are we gonna build today? Looks like some gact. gacked, gacked, gacked.
Hooray, she got my letter.
And then that's what happens.
That is my favorite science letter story of all time. Polly, did you know that was the science story about DNA and RNA?
I know now.
Thanks, Nate.
You're welcome.
You are listening to Ears.
Radio.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Polly.
And today we're talking about
L-E-T-T-E-R-S.
And DNA. Wow, what cool letters.
Yeah, they are, and they're in your name.
Oh yeah, A-N-D-R-E-W, or D-N-A-R-E-W.
Okay. Hey, how's that letter to Alay going?
It's going pretty well, but I can't remember how to spell spaghetti.
Yeah, spaghetti's a tough one. Hey, don't worry about it, because Mike Furman is here.
Mike Furman is here? On Ear Snacks?
Hey, this is Mike Furman, and I am a letter at experts. You know what I mean. Anyway, I have a song about letters. Here it is.
I is for the eggs that you eat. C is for the kangaroo with bouncy feet. A is for the otter in the sea. N is for the bird up in the tree. And T is for the house made of sticks. S is for my favorite number, which is 5. P is for tomato, and E is also for tomato. L, why not? It's for tomato, and one more L for that's the end.
What's that spell?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know how helpful that was.
But I like that song.
Yeah, me too. Okay, Polly, now that we have S-P-E-L-L'd all these words out...
And we've got the addresses and postal codes written on the envelopes...
Mm-hmm, and we've got stamps...
Hey, they're ice cream cone stamps!
Ooh, can I lick them?
No, these aren't the licking kind of ice
cream
cone stamps.
Oh, delicious stamps.
Well, anyway, now we're gonna send all these letters.
Ooh, it's so exciting!
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy! Ooh,
wait a sec, Polly.
Yes, Andrew.
If we send these letters out,
yeah.
Do you think we're going to get a whole bunch of letters back?
We might.
You mean like a whole big pile of letters?
It's possible, Andrew.
Ah, what are we going to do with all those letters?
I know someone who is in charge of a lot of mail. Like,
really?
So much mail,
like
more mail than you could even imagine.
I don't know, Polly. I can imagine a lot of mail, like a whole room full, like a whole castle full of mail.
Okay, well, I don't know what I would do with a castle full of mail, but I know Amy Kuhn does.
Who is Amy Kuhn?
I'm Amy Kuhn. I am the Deputy Director of Correspondence here at Hillary for America, Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. I help oversee the team that manages all of our mail.
This is perfect, because this episode of Ear Snacks is all about letters. So what does a letter look like?
You know, a letter looks like a lot of different things. They come in all shapes and sizes. They can be colorful. They can be handwritten. They can be typed. You know, it means a lot of different things to whoever happens to be writing them.
How many letters would you say you get?
Well, you know, I don't even have to guess. Since last April, we have received 2,193,956 emails.
Whoa!
Yeah. And 31,183 letters in paper form.
Oh my gosh, that's so many.
So many letters.
Do you ever get letters from kids at work?
We get letters from kids all the time, actually. And I think I probably speak for everyone in my department that they are very often the best letters. You know, kids are very honest. They're very funny. They're very creative and artistic. So they're certainly the most colorful letters. And I have to say, I'm most amazed just how closely they're all paying attention to this election.
Oh, yeah.
We receive questions all the way from, you know, do you like dogs, to what is your middle name, to what is your favorite color. But then we also get some very, very thoughtful policy questions. It's probably not too surprising. We hear a lot about bullying these days. It's a thing that's really big in schools, unfortunately. People are talking about it a lot more on the news, seeing instances of it on the news. So we're hearing a lot about that. We try to respond to everything. We make sure that all kids get a response. I think that Chelsea Clinton has talked about this before, but when she was 5 years old, she wrote to the president. She wrote a letter.
Who was the president when she was 5 years old?
Ronald Reagan.
Oh.
Yeah, so she wrote to him. And so both President Clinton and Secretary Clinton care a lot about, you know, the kids who are writing in. You know, if kids are engaging in civics and in politics at such an early age, they really want to make sure that they know that they're heard, you know, that Hillary Clinton cares that they took time to write in.
So I have a question about that, because you said you try to respond to every kid's letter that comes in, which I think is really great, but kids aren't voting in the election. So I'm curious as to why that's important.
Kids don't get to choose who their president is, but their president still matters a great deal in the policies that will shape the lives of America's youth. It's also the aspect that, you know, Hillary Clinton is a mother, and she knows what it's like when she has a daughter who's waiting, you know, patiently by a mailbox every day, and the postman or postwoman comes by, and the letter they're just waiting for hasn't come back yet. So I would say, just from the very human perspective, she wants to make sure that kids hear from her. And it's also, you know, these are some very sweet, very thoughtful notes. And if people are taking the time, really regardless of their age, to engage with her, she wants to make sure, like I said, that they feel heard.
That's awesome. Have you ever gotten a letter at work that made you laugh?
Absolutely. Making me laugh, I think, at this point, doesn't take, you know, too much. And like I said, a lot of the kids' notes are so just honest in the way they phrase things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, "Hi, my name is Carlos. I'm 9 years old. I have 3 dogs. My favorite color is yellow. Do you like cake?"
That is of great national importance.
These are pressing questions, Amy.
Well, I love cake, so I take that very seriously. So, you know, it's funny things like that. And it also kind of allows us to take a deep breath and think about what kids are thinking about. And again, like, they care about policy, but they also care about cake.
That's right. We can unite as a country around cake. I think that's important.
Have you ever gotten a letter from a kid that wants to tell you something about something in their community or something in their world they think needs to be different?
Yeah, I honestly think that's probably most of what we're getting. You know, these are some very thoughtful, very concerned young people.
So when you get any of those letters, whether they're about bullying or something else,
mm-hmm.
does it ever make you or somebody else at the office, does it ever make someone there think about something differently or even think about a solution?
Absolutely.
I mean, the cool thing about that for me is, you know, you're getting 30,000 letters. You know, I don't know how many of those come from kids, but, you know, you never know who the next Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama might be and why or when that might happen and if it might happen because you responded to their letter.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and we're very, very aware of that, you know. They have a voice and their voice matters and they really can do or be whatever they want. I am very, very encouraged by the types of interactions that we're seeing. All of these kids writing these letters, they're smart, smart letters. And they are good questions and questions that I think we would all do well to think more about.
Do you have anything else you want to say to encourage or to inspire the letter writers out there?
I would say just keep doing it. You know, we absolutely love hearing from them. And I think it's so, so important that really, regardless of how old you are, you tell us what you're thinking, tell us how you're feeling, make sure that the people who are elected to represent you really do represent you and care a lot about what you care about. So keep it up.
Awesome. Well, we'll make sure that we let everybody know how to send you their letters if they have them.
Please do, yeah.
Polly, we forgot one thing.
What?
Amy, do you have any letters in your name?
Do I have any letters in my name?
Yeah.
I do.
What letters are they?
They are A-M-Y.
A-M-Y.
I mean, I think it's kind of funny that letters are made up of letters.
It is funny.
I think it's cool how much power letters have, because whether they're written in a letter or you use them to place a vote on election day, we have a lot of power in the words that we use and the letters that make up those words.
I agree.
O-T-E.
Well, Amy, thank you so much for being on Ear Snacks. It was really cool to talk to you today.
Yeah, absolutely. It was so great. Keep up the great work. Wonderful podcast. Thank you so much for having me on.
Polly, why do you think Amy Kuhn and her office are getting all those letters?
Well, right now, this is election time. See, people all around the country are really thinking about ways to make things better.
Oh, that's right. Grown-ups are voting to elect leaders to do the important job of trying to make our cities, states, and the whole country a great place to live.
That's exactly right. And while only grown-ups vote, we can all think about what's important to us. And we can all use letters to make a difference.
Like, for example, I would like my recycling can to be pink. No, turquoise. No. Chartreuse.
Well, okay. You can write a letter to the city about that. Good luck.
So, what's important to you? Is there something in your neighborhood or your school that you think could be better?
Or is there something you care about in a faraway place where you know something should change?
Can you think of a way to fix it?
Can you think of someone who can help?
Maybe you can write them a letter.
Or you can just write a letter to a friend and say hi.
Oh, but make sure you get some ice cream cone stamps that you can lick that actually taste like ice cream.
Let's write the post office about that.
Oh, good idea. And that's our show.
Thanks so much to Nate from the Show About Science for talking to us about the letters in the periodic table.
You can listen to Nate's podcast on iTunes, and both Ear Snacks and the Show About Science are part of Kids Listen, a great organization helping to promote podcasts for kids.
If you're looking for something new for your family to listen to, check it out. Visit kidslisten.org.
And thanks to Mike Furman.
Hey, this is Mike Furman.
His other hilarious music can be found everywhere, including at MikeFurman.com.
MikeFurman.com.
If you're wondering how to spell Furman, it's...
with a...
P-H-I-R-M-A-N.
That's what I was going to say. Thanks so much to Amy Kuhn and Lucas Acosta from the Clinton campaign for talking to us about how letters...
which are made up of letters!
...can do very important work.
Subscribe to Ear Snacks so you can get all the best stuff just as soon as we make it.
And tell a friend who likes to listen to and or think about stuff.
And do us a favor, please give it a rating and a review.
Find out more about Ear Snacks and how to be on the show at andrewandpolly.com.
We wrote some letters and we mailed them out.
And now we're waiting to see, will anyone write us back?
So stay tuned for Letters Part 3.
The final chapter.
BYE, Andrew.
BYE, Polly.
BYE, Andrew and Polly.
BYE, everyone.
Okay. Dear Post Office, I've noticed that your ice cream stamps do not taste like ice cream when you lick them. I was wondering perhaps if you could get some better flavors.